y'all. It's me, Melissa, and welcome to Crats, a day in life with a woman with CRPS. If you've been following, as you know, I am Miss Wheelchair South Carolina, USA. And in basically 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks, I am going to Ohio, to the big stage, to see if I become Miss Wheelchair USA 2023. I'm so excited, but yet nervous. And I got like so much stuff that you still like I need to do and prepare for. And not only prepare in ways of, you know, packing and, you know, getting all that kind of stuff done. I got to do it mentally as well. And you know how that mental fog gets on you. And when you have a lot of stuff going on with the CRPS body, it just breaks down. And you don't want to break down. You're trying to fight it. And you're trying to do the best that you can. And all I want to do is just have a beautiful week. It's like basically 10 days. With these beautiful women who all have disabilities of all different types around the world, you know, from all over the US, I should say. But we connect, and that's why I tried out again this year, is because I just know that week last year was so powerful for me. And so amazing that I couldn't think of not having a week like that again. You know, I'd not able to drive. And so it's hard to be part of like groups or friendships that's not from the computer unless those friends are able to come to me. I know that's hard, especially now because I do live far away. I live in Manning now, but I don't regret it. I love it here. I love it here so much. It's absolutely beautiful all around me. My dogs get to play and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so I don't regret that at all. And you know, those special ones, they come and see me. And they know who they are. But back to the pageant and my body. So I'm ready to do this beautiful week with these ladies. I'm trying to, like I said, get myself mentally prepared and get ready for that busy week because there's going to be, you know, events that we go to and there's going to be people that we go to classes and we have a night of fun, like, you know, karaoke night and dancing and, well, you know, dancing in my wheelchair. But it's so much fun and just getting to know everybody. But my body is so exhausted right now, just trying, you know, like I said, getting things packed. The biggest thing in my mental state is my brain. It's like so fogged up with, okay, what do I gotta do? What do I gotta do? What do I gotta do? And luckily, you know, the mental list is there, but also a list is there. Because it is, it's, you know, oh, make sure I have this together. Make sure I have that together. And I need to make sure that I'm able to get it all together and that I don't forget anything. But if I do, it's okay. I have to mentally prepare me for that too. Because if I do forget something, you know, my anxiety goes and why did I do that? Why did I not think of it? You know, it'll start fighting with me. And what happens? Your CRPS flares up. Police will be like, oh yeah, this is my party now. You know? So, I don't want that to happen. And I was going to take this week to prepare and like pack. And I mean, the week's just started. It hasn't, it's not in the middle of the week yet, but I'm like, I got one little thing done. That's it. That's all I could do because, like, I just, for some reason, I don't know what it is. I can't get myself to like get up and do the things I need to do, even though I'm so excited to go. And I just want to get up and go, and I want to just go in there and pack and get things together. And it's like, I just can't do it. I can't do it. And I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's because Steph, yes, also known as Felicia, the drama queen. It's just, my body just, I don't know why. I mean, why can't I just get up and do this? And plus, not only that, not only am I going to meet these amazing women that's all participating in Miss Wheelchair USA, but all the people that put it together. But my friend Lisa, which she has been on my program quite a few times, she is coming from Canada and she is coming to the pageant. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I cannot believe it. And I am just like, yes. You know, I'm just, oh. Because we've been trying to get together for like years now, a couple years now, and more longer than that, longer than a couple years. And, you know, COVID hit, and like, it's just like all these different things just. And but she's coming to my pageant. I am so excited. I just can't. I just can't, y'all. I'm so excited. And that's why I get so mad at myself because I want to come on and let's get together. Let's get myself together is what I'm trying to say. I want to, my brain to work and my body stop like fighting with me. I want to just be prepared. And I need to do this. I want to do this. Why is it that our bodies have to fight us so bad, even though it's something that you want to do so immensely? Like, I want to be prepared and be ready to go. You know, I used to have to remember things and have speeches ready and, you know, when I worked and, you know, have things packed and make sure that everything is done right and I have my supplies and all that. And I used to have to do this all the time. But yet, I cannot do it for these past years. And I don't know why it's so much harder now. I don't know because I want to get there. I want to go so bad. And I just want to get up and pack and start getting ready and getting things organized and, you know, making sure that I have everything that I need. I'm just mumbling, I know. But I just want to get up and go, and my body won't let me. I want to get up. I want to be able to be in that bedroom and just pick out all the clothes I'm supposed to wear, get all my jewelry together and the just everything and the stuff for my table, get all of that together, get the gifts for the kids that, you know, we're going to be seeing. And it's like I have everything, but it's kind of like here, and here. I mean, it's in one room. Well, that's not true because I have my poster board in here. But majority of the stuff is in the spare bedroom. But I just want to get in there and do it. And I tried today because I wanted to do it yesterday. And I tried today, but I couldn't. I got a little bit of stuff done, but it's nothing major, you know? And I didn't even finish doing my one bag that I'll have like my shampoos and stuff in it. On the, you know, that I got the gallon size of bags and I like put my shampoo in there so it doesn't spill on in my bag. And it's like I couldn't do it. I put the Ziploc bags in there and that was it. And then I was like, I gotta go take some medicine and I gotta get back to bed. You know, I know y'all know. Get so tired of it. So tired of it. I'm so excited about going. And I can't wait to get there. So I'm gonna try my best to and that's why I haven't been making, you know, posts because I've been just so like my body's been so stressed and I get mad because I can't remember my speech and like all this stuff to do to get ready, and so my body has just been blah, 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 with each other, me mentally and physically, that I haven't been making any posts. So I want to do one right before I leave and do one, especially when I get back. I just want to take this time and say thank you to all of my listeners. And thank you for letting me express myself and just talk because it's such a good relief for me. And I need this. You know, I mean, I love my pup so much. And that's why my platform is unconditional love. Because they give it to me every single day. And I don't know where I'd be without them. And I want that, like, for everybody, you know? Because I couldn't imagine if I was here truly alone and they didn't keep me going. I don't know where I would be. Because, you know, everybody does. Everybody's got jobs, they got lives they have to live, and so this is my source. This is way I reach out. And it makes me feel good. So I thank y'all so much. And hopefully, because I've talked and shared my emotions of CRPS keeping me down, and I'm trying to get things together. Hopefully, I can get up and do that. Hopefully, I can get up and say, all right, come on, Melissa. Felicia's not going to win today. Bye-bye, Felicia. Let's get up and let's do some packing. And so, rest one more day. And we'll see what tomorrow brings. That's all we can do, isn't it? Just see what tomorrow brings. I'm thankful for y'all. So thank you for listening. And I will be talking to you soon. Maybe as Miss Wiltshire said.